We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. To another episode of Why Won't You Date Me? It's a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how to fuck. I'm still single, even though I will lick your balls, tickle your taint, and giggle at your bad jokes. My guest today, you've seen her Comedy Central half hour, you've seen her half hour on Netflix, part of the Degenerate series, it's Lisa Traeger!
Yay! Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much for doing this, for taking time out of your Saturday.
Is it Saturday?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this tattoo? Is that a peppermint?
It is. It's probably one of the more annoying ones I've gotten because I got it in Austin with Ali Sadiq in the middle of the night at 2:30 on 420.
Rustling, it is a dog named Cowboy fucking the carpet.
Yeah, he's going nuts.
He's going to town on this carpet.
I was with my friends yesterday and their weenie dog was full. He took his lipstick out and he was in love with me.
No.
And it was gross, but also kind of cute. I didn't hate it.
I think dog lipsticks are very gross.
They're one of the most sickest things. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It's so weird. It like comes out and you're like, it's so... Every time I see one, I'm like, how is it this red?
It's violent.
How it's too much. It's aggressive. Like imagine if men had little lipsticks that popped out when they liked you.
I've seen at the airport stores that I like, there are bottles of champagne and lipstick containers. Giant lipsticks. Moet. Is that how you say it?
I think it's Moet.
Yeah. So, but it's like a big lipstick container, and I just hope one day I need to buy it. Like I'm going straight to a party or something.
I love that you're like, one day I'll need to buy Moet at the airport, and I can't wait for that day.
Yeah.
One day it's going to happen. You travel a lot.
I bought luggage at an airport. I just took it out of the old, put it in the new, and it felt awesome.
What was wrong with your old luggage?
The handle part was, it was getting stuck for a while, and then it just got to the point where it wasn't fun anymore.
I had luggage that I wore to the ground. The wheels split. It was very loud rolling around. You could hear me coming from like 10 gates away. And then I finally was like, you can afford a $30 fucking suitcase. Go
but
to
get
Ross
a, even a
and,
better one.
And buy one. What?
You're fine with the Ross.
I love my Ross dress for
now
less
that I have
leopard
a better
print
one,
suitcase.
It's so smooth.
What kind of suitcase do you
have? I got a Tumi at JFK.
A hard shell Tumi?
No, I hate hard shell. That's too much. I like a soft bag.
I like a soft bag too because I'm like, you can mush a soft bag into an overhead. You cannot mush a hard bag into the overhead.
Yeah, it's just unappealing to me in every single way.
They're very ugly.
A lot of people recommended it. I do like that you could put things on both sides of it. I understand that, I guess, appeal, but it's not for me.
It's not for me either. I'm glad we agree
on suitcases.
Maybe a big one. Is it boring? I do talk about my miles and stuff a lot. Like, more than I think it's is appropriate.
How many miles do you have?
I don't have that many. I had, like, 190,000.
Okay.
But I just got my girl tickets to Vegas.
Who did you buy a ticket to go to Vegas? What girl?
Lil Frex.
Who's Lil Frex?
Lil Freckles. You never met her?
No.
Her name's Emma. She's a rapper.
Oh.
And she's a friend. I actually met her at one of Sashir's shows mm-hmm. years ago at Union Hall. And me and Sabrina saw her and we're like, you've got to be our friend. And
so you just made her your friend.
Yeah, that's what I did with Sabrina. She tried to not be my friend for a while.
But now you're like best year friends.
Yeah, I forced myself in there.
I
best
also
decision I ever made.
Love shoehorning myself into people's lives, being like, you will hang out with me and you're going to like it.
Yeah, I know I come on too strong, but just you got to trust it.
Are you single right now?
I'm very single. I'm looking for love. I'm like a Charlotte York this year. I'm like 2019 is the year mm-hmm. I find love and I'm really trying.
And what are these, what are you, how are you trying? Tell me about it.
I'm not doing enough, but I'm open. I'm out there. I'm on the apps. I'm on.
Okay. Which apps are you on?
Raya and Hinge.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be more open as I look around and hopefully go for it and not be so shy.
Have you gone out with anyone from Raya?
No, I have not. And I have not had a hookup or anything in a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like kind of
is
a bummer.
Is this self-imposed?
No.
Because I know that you had a threesome after a show because you've talked about it on stage.
Well, that foursome, but yeah, I did. And
or
that was last time. It was a year ago. Well, yeah, but two separate things. But the one that was exactly a year ago was a couple in Scottsdale. And it's been no one since then.
Oh, no. Are you still in contact with the couple?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm in contact with my ex stupidly, but that's it.
Okay.
A little texty texts.
But your ex lives not here.
Across the pond.
Okay. So you're not, so you're on the apps, but you're, are you like reaching out to people? Or are you waiting for people to come to you?
I have a date in February when I get back to New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then not just like, yeah.
That's.
That would be embarrassing.
So funny to schedule a date a month out.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm out until then if you want to meet up when I'm back.
And that's an yes. exciting prospect.
Yeah, not my type, but I think I just have to go out there.
Okay.
And see if I can broaden my horizons.
What do you keep saying? What do you mean broaden your horizons?
Like, she has long hair.
Okay.
In my brain, I think I want short hair.
Okay, fair.
But you can't just judge people on hair like that.
So are you exclusively dating the Wimians, or are you bouncing back and forth?
If I find a dude that's great, I'll be open to it. I'd mm-hmm. be disappointed. But I could see that happening. But I'm looking on the apps, it's girls.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Great.
A quick marriage would be perfect.
A quick marriage?
I would love to be married.
Then you need to get on like a foreign app where you can meet somebody who is foreign, who wants to come to America, and then you can apply for a K-90 visa. You have 90 days to get married, and they can stay in the country, and that's your quick marriage.
Yeah, but I don't want a fake marriage.
Okay.
I want a real...
A real connection marriage.
Yes.
I get it.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
See, I'm not looking for forever. I'm just looking for, like, a nice little chunk of time with somebody. That's it. So, okay, your type is
can
short
can you fake
hair.
It?
What?
Like, when people talk about dating, they're like, I don't know, but I'll give them another shot, or we grew into these feelings. Like, that's mm-hmm. so foreign to me. To me, I just want to, it's like, oh, we're in love.
I try, like, I'll meet somebody and be like, I don't know about them. I'm going to go out with them again to see what happens. Kind of like when you eat food for the first, like a thing that you just tried. You're like, what is this? And you put it in your mouth. You're like, I don't know if I like it. So you eat more of it. And you're like, I still don't really know. And then it's done. And you're like, well, I don't know. That's my approach to dating. I'll just keep dating you until maybe I figure something out.
No, I can't fake it. I'm not a fake it till you make it.
No?
No.
Do you fall in love super hard?
Yeah. Yeah. Like both of my relationships have been like, make out. Well, the first time it was like we were friends, but we made out, but he was dating someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we made out one more time. And I was like, I'm leaving town for a week. So when I come back, you should be single. Or if not, we're mm-hmm. not going to be together. And he was. And then we were immediately dating. And then with my other ex, we hooked up and then I had to fly away. But immediately we started texting. And then two mm-hmm. days later, I bought plane tickets to go see her.
Oh.
And then we were just texting and talking every day until we hung out again. So Yeah, immediate, quick.
I like your efficiency.
Yeah.
Efficientness? I don't know if that's a word. But I like that you're very efficient. You're like, when I come back, you'll be single or this is done. I love that.
Yeah, I had to do it. Because I don't want to be like a full-on other girl, you know? Mm-hmm. That's not my vibe.
And then how long did that relationship last?
I would say like a little over a year and a half.
Okay. And then your last ex, how long did that last?
Only 6 months. But truly, then I was depressed longer than we were even together.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it was long distance. So we were actually only like face-to-face for maybe 5 weeks total.
Okay.
So, my therapist let me know that I obviously, it's more than just her. Like, a lot of other things came up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that'll happen in a relationship. It'll trigger something else that you didn't realize that you had unresolved. I didn't know until I talked ad nauseum about relationships with my therapist that I've got a bunch of daddy issues.
Yeah. I mean, we all have parent issues in every way. Mm-hmm. It's hard for no matter what. Have you seen the movie Spanglish?
No.
So it's one of my favorites. Adam Sandler, Taya Leone, and Cloris Leachman's in it. And then I forgot her last name. Whatever. So it's the housekeeper and the grandma. And the grandma says to her, she goes, "You live for your children. I lived for myself." And they're both mad at us. So it doesn't matter. And that I thought was poignant, where it's like, no matter what great things your parents did, whatever their issues are going to be brought, you know, down to you. Hard to escape them.
Yeah. And I guess that's why I'm not going to ever have kids.
I'm not having kids either.
I don't want them.
I don't either.
I don't want to be responsible for someone's trauma.
No.
Also, they're a drain on your economics. They take all your money.
Not only your time.
Yes.
Your energy.
Yes.
You can, it's not what I want.
Yes. I'm not here for children.
No, but I'm not someone that hates kids. I do enjoy the children in my life. I just don't want one.
I tend to say I hate kids. I don't like them. There's two that I like. My friend who lives in Portland, her kid and her stepkid, they're great because they know me and they know that when they start being very annoying, I will be like, "You have to stop it." And they will. They're very well behaved. And I think that's why I like them.
Yeah, I was a backup nanny for years and a babysitter.
A backup nanny?
Yeah, I was like with an agency.
What is a backup nanny?
College nannies and tutors, what's up? worked at an agency and it's backup care. So if it's like Martin Luther King Day or a kid's too sick to go to daycare or a parent is working and the schedule changed, winter break, the nanny called off, you know, stuff like that.
So you would go in and fill in.
Lot of the places, their employers paid for my services. So,
are you going to ever move to LA?
I would never come here single.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
That's not what I want. If I'm here, I want a home and some dogs and like a full thing. I don't want to do it alone.
And
I'm not done with New York. I like New York for a long time, I think.
I miss New York.
Yeah. It's weirder, but I also haven't been driving. I think once you have your own car and like run around, it's fine. But I've been Ubering everywhere and it is kind of a weird existence.
But you've been bringing the dog in the Uber?
I have been, yeah.
Do Uber drivers go, "No dog here"?
Then they can leave and I'll call another one.
Fair?
Yeah. I'm okay. I understand if they don't want it, but I think a lot of them are desperate for work. So they're going to allow it. They're going to allow it.
Okay, so wait, have you met up with anybody from apps yet or no?
Look, that couple was the last thing. No, I'm on them, but I just am not finding what I'm looking for.
Okay. And you said you're like opening your horizons, you're going on a date.
I just have to work on myself because I just shut down when I do have a crush on someone. Mm-hmm. I bought some communicate crystals while I've been here. To help me.
How very LA of you.
I go to House of Intuition every time I'm in LA.
People fucking love that place.
I
bought some candles that were to spark creativity and romance.
Yeah.
Neither one happened. Candle burned without me writing a single new joke and didn't get into a relationship. So fuck those candles.
I have like 15 of those candles. Can't get enough. I did finally get my first Diptyque candles.
What the fuck is that?
They're expensive. They're rich people candles.
But what are they?
I don't know how to answer that. The brand is Diptyque.
Okay.
They have different ones. Rose, they have a classic, lavender,
vanilla. Okay. I thought it was like a special type of candle. What is it called? Diptyque?
Diptyque is Diptyque? The brand.
Yeah. Oh, see, I thought like maybe the candle was like dipped in teak.
Oh, I get it. I was like, I don't
know. You're like, I don't know how to answer your question. It's a fucking candle.
Yeah, they're just really pricey. They're like $80. And
that's so much for something you're just going to burn.
It lasts so long. And the smell after you blow out the candle, the smell is like for hours. It lasts after you blow out the candle.
And where did you get this from? The House of Intuition?
From Diptyque.
Oh.
But House of Intuition, I have the Creativity, House Blessing, mm-hmm. Gratitude, Purify. Yeah. There's got to be more.
Do you think crystals and shit help you?
I like them. This one has. I've had some good communication this week. But it could be just a placebo. I don't know, but I enjoy buying the crystals. Mm-hmm. I like having them around. I like it.
I have crystals in my house, but I guess I don't believe in them enough for them to work, maybe?
Yeah, I just believe in all the hocus pocus. I do. I make wishes at 11:11.
Do you?
Always. Yeah, I see it all the time. And when I don't see it, I begin to worry and kind of question what I'm doing. Am I, like, when I see 11:11 a lot, I feel like I'm on the right path, doing the right things, following my instincts.
Like, do you mean, you just mean like on a clock, like not just 11:11 in the world?
Yeah, clock.
Okay. Sometimes I still make a wish at 11:11 if I happen to catch 11:11.
Why not?
Love making wishes.
Same. I'll throw a coin in any fountain. Mm-hmm. Even if there are no other coins hanging out. I'll still do it.
So you're just at fountains, throwing change in there, making wishes.
Yeah.
I, at night, make a lot of wishes. I pray only when I want things. Yes. Which is, I don't think, the way prayers are supposed to work.
Why else would you be praying?
I don't know. Did you grow up going to church or no?
No.
So I grew up going to church, and like in church, they're like, you have to thank God. You thank him for everything because he's angry. He's a jealous God. You gotta, which is like kind of crazy. So like if I ever pray, I'm like, okay, like, thank you for like all the good stuff. But like, can I have this, please? Thanks, God. Okay. Toodaloo. Bye-bye. I don't know how to pray. Well, I don't think I do it right. But then maybe there are no rules.
I don't know. I usually, if things are going wild, it's when it's like, oh, please, please, please. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. How often are you approached to fuck after your shows?
Not enough. No, really not enough.
Do you put it out there when you're on stage? I feel like you do.
I don't think I put out. Lil Frex actually has told me, she's like, I don't think you're putting out the energy you think you're putting out. So, and then she also gave me really good advice that's been, you know, hard to follow, but that you have to go out, you have to stop thinking about what you want in another person and start thinking about what you bring to the table.
Oh.
So then you go out into the world with confidence and not desperation.
Okay. What do you think you bring to the table? Have you done the exercise?
I have. I've tried to. It's pretty difficult, but I think I'm a good time.
Okay.
I think I like adventure, going out to restaurants.
A real adventure. Sitting down at a table and ordering food.
I'm like down for a good time. I think I'm generous and like a caregiver type.
Okay.
I think that's it. Just
and you're funny.
Yeah,
you're gorgeous.
Oh,
you have style. You may not think you're communicative, but I think you are very communicative.
I shut down when it's crushes.
Oh yes, yes.
Like even with my ex, my friend, I was like, I keep flirting, and she won't understand. And my friend goes, "You're not flirting. You just keep bringing her water." I was just hydrating her. And, like, doing what she said at one point before I confessed I liked her, she was like, you should fuck this other guy. And I did it. It was weird.
Okay.
I would, like, helped her clean her room. Like, I was just being creepy. Like, I don't know how to be like, you're hot. Let's do it.
Well, how
and there's
did
this
you...
other girl I have a crush on, but my text, it's just, like, I'm passive aggressive and weird. And I get so nervous and I'm not really myself. So self-conscious.
I think you just need to tell people that you like them. And then if they don't like you, it's then time to move on.
I know, right?
I mean, honestly, right now it's the blind leading the blind, having me give you any advice.
But when it's strangers, I think it's different. That's why on vacation, I think I am more loose and quick with my confidence. But if you have mutual friends and stuff, it's hard because then you're rejected within the group.
And then they might tell a mutual friend and the mutual friend is like, heard what happened.
Yeah.
Owie, owie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do you get fucked after shows?
No. Never.
Yeah, it's never
annoying. Ever, ever. I feel like it happens for dudes.
And mediocre dudes. Not even, fine, if you're the funniest, funny, cool guy, all right, you're not that hot, but you're cool. But, like, I'm telling you, trash heaps. Like, not funny and bald. And,
not
like, doesn't dress well
bald.
And not even that successful. Like, that's what makes me mad.
Yeah, I was touring with somebody who every night some woman, multiple women would throw themselves at him. He could truly fuck anybody he wanted. And he was like, I don't know. I don't really like anybody here. And I was like, must be so nice. And he's always in a relationship. I mean, he is a cutie. I'm talking about Adam Newman. I'll just talk about it.
Adam Newman is not that cute.
He's adorable.
No.
I think he's a sweet little boy.
He's not a hottie.
Women just love
him.
He's
always with a hot babe. Always.
Truly.
Always with successful hot babes.
Yes.
And living with them always, quickly.
Oh, is he?
I think he's in love. Isn't he with, like, someone serious for a while now?
Uh-uh.
They broke up.
I think he's single right now.
Okay. Last time I hung out with him, he was with a cool actress.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway style.
No more.
Okay.
We have to take a break.
Because we're talking shit?
No. Because that's an ad. An ad will go in there.
Oh, cool.
And I time it so that we're at 20. So, that's it.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to, like, own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at, like, having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month in Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. you know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And now we're back.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll do my ad reads later, and then they get inserted. And now you know the ins and outs of podcasting.
I'm glad you don't do the ads, because I go on podcasts where the ads are read in front of me, and it's one of my least favorite things.
That's the most insane thing. I would never make someone...
Two. I'm thinking of two people. One, it's live, so that I'm okay with, but the other one is not.
Well, the one that's not live, truly, do that later. Don't make someone sit through your quip ad.
Is it quip? Do you have a quip?
I do, and I love my quip.
Yeah, I have to start flossing. That's where my problems lie. All self-care. I'm not good at it.
I floss intermittently. Like, some days I'll floss. Some days I don't.
I think if you're doing at least twice a week, you're doing good.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I think so. That's a lot of effort.
It is a lot of effort.
I have one friend. She's constantly taking off her makeup, flossing, hydrating. I don't know how. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Sashir is always hydrated. She even carries around a fucking refillable bottle. And then she always has her makeup taken. It's crazy. The way she lives is insane.
They're in Mexico.
I know.
A lot of our friends.
I know.
The couple brigade.
Yup. And I was like, so what's going to happen? You're going to start a fucking couple fiesta down there and live in Mexico? Then the wall will come up and you can't come back? And she didn't like that. She was. But I was like, it must be a real nice treat to go somewhere with a bunch of other couples.
Yeah, I was honestly very happy being single for a really long time because I don't think I really liked my boy ex. But with this relationship, I finally got a taste of what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And now I do feel very Bridget Jones. Like, I've hit the real deal cliche 31 attitude.
You're 31?
I am.
Wow.
Old or young?
Young.
Yeah.
Younger than me.
I feel good about it. 30 was fun. Now 31, I'm like... Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone's in love, and I am alone.
It is very
hard. And I have no
hard.
Roommates. I think that was, like, very jarring.
Wait, you live alone?
I live alone.
Oh, my God.
Since July.
Do you like it?
I love it. I do love it. But, you know, it is – you're alone.
I couldn't do that. I feel like I would just start talking to myself and answering myself. And then I would have no one to show off my new outfits to.
No, you have a fun-ass roommate, for sure.
Yeah, I like John. He's great. He's also in a relationship, so I get to see that.
Do you like his dude?
Hello. Oh, his boyfriend's such a sweetheart. He's real sweet. I like him. They seem to have, like, a nice, healthy, fun relationship where they communicate a lot. And I'm like, this adult relationship is aspirational.
Yeah. I want equal part. But a lot of my friends are not in even relationships I would want. Mm-hmm. And I'm still wanting in. Like, that's what's shocking. It's like I see all the nightmares, too.
I think you just want what you
want. I want partnership. Do you get facials?
No. Should I start getting facials?
Yeah, you're rich, girl. You gotta. What are you doing?
I'm not rich. I'm doing okay.
Come on. You have so many TV shows. Nailed It Christmas.
Nailed It Christmas. Stream those episodes Netflix.
One of my good friends, Julia, has a podcast about motherhood is a choice, you know? And so we were talking because her friends with kids are obsessed with you. Mm. And she always thinks it's so funny that you hate kids and how many kids are obsessed.
It's very annoying.
They love it.
It's...
You've become like a family favorite.
It's weird. A lot of comics, like, after Christmas were like, my family we were just arguing a bunch, and the only thing we could agree on was watching Nailed It. And I was like, oh, I'm bringing families together.
Yeah, and I feel Dumplin' brought a lot of families together for Christmas, too. That's Dumplin', what we watched.
I didn't watch Dumplin' specifically because of the scene that I saw on Instagram where he was like, I find you beautiful. And she was like, what? You mean me? No, you couldn't possibly. And I was like, I am done.
It's annoying, women. But she's a teen.
I do not care. Yeah. Show me a fat little nasty ass teen who's like, yeah, you ain't shit. I'm the shit. Give that to me. I am tired of the narrative that every fat girl you see does not think she's worthy of love. Not once have I ever started to fuck a dude and be like, are you sure you want to? What if your dick gets lost in my roll? You couldn't possibly want this. It's never happened.
I like that we transported to the 20s for a second.
Hey, mister, put your dick in my belly button.
I get annoyed for sure with auditions that I get where it's just like, I want to fuck him and eat that and take my break. I don't want to work. Every single fucking, there's always a line of like, I might not be beautiful, but I deserve this job.
Uh-huh. And it's like, why do we even have to say it?
Just let us live.
Let us live. Let fatties live. Some fat people don't even know they're fat because they live in a little town where everybody's fat. And they're like, I don't know. This is where we're normal.
Yeah, but we don't want that. I don't want to live off the side of a highway.
You don't?
No, I can't. Did you watch on Netflix The 7 Days Out?
No, what's that?
It's a show where it's a bunch of events and they go through the 7 days leading up to the event. So it's a Chanel Haute Couture fashion show, the Westminster Dog Show, Kentucky Derby. One was about video game competitions, and the dude made it to the finals, and then his brother stabbed his mom and dad to death before the finals.
Well, that's really fucked up because, like, how do you concentrate?
The team was all behind him. I mean, it was really...
Did he win?
He won.
Good. The team fought won. Through the pain and the tragedy.
Yeah.
And he won. How crazy.
Well, I liked the dog one the best, honestly. It was so, because I thought I'd like Chanel the best, but the dogs are so goofy and the people are goofy, and I want to go next year.
You should go.
They were such cute pups.
Maybe you'll find.
It's not as gross as I thought it was.
Why would you think it was gross?
Just, you know, breeding the dogs, like that's rude or whatever, but they really love these dogs, and I understand the passion, and the judge for the best in show is just one woman, and I love that.
Oh, that's
great. It's
just
like whatever she likes.
One powerful bitch judging other bitches.
Yeah, it's perfect. She goes, just I'm looking for a dog with a little something special that tells the world, look at me.
I love it. Although, the video game, he's a video gamer whose brother
stabbed?
Yeah, so
the game, it's like 5-on-5. So it's his team, and Rick Fox was the coach for an owner of one of the teams.
What?
Yeah. He actually is, I think, a good father. Basically, he was saying how his son hated sports and loved video games, and he's like, instead of telling my kid to stop, he decided to get involved with video games.
That's a good daddy.
Yeah.
That's a great daddy. And yeah. He is a daddy.
He's such a daddy.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, he's a hottie, and he's gotten hot chicks throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, I guess we're just going to talk about things we've watched. Have you seen the Fyre Festival documentary?
I watched both, Hulu and Netflix.
I haven't watched the Netflix one yet, but what a funny thing.
It is, I mean, con people. Damn.
I've never laughed harder than when people were getting information during their confessionals. They're like, he did what? Why would he do that? Ugh, I loved that.
No, I watched the Netflix one too. It's really never enough. And I wish, you know, Amazon did one too.
I hope every streaming service does a Fyre Festival documentary.
What Netflix has that Hulu doesn't is the employees that worked with him and a lot of... And the guests, more guests talking about.
Oh, what a treat. Yeah. Honestly, I don't think I've laughed harder. I loved when everyone's like, they wanted to do this in 6 months, but this is going to take 18 months to pull off. And then he picked an island where there was nothing there. No infrastructure, nothing.
Not only that, it was the weekend of the biggest event in the Bahamas.
Yes, it's like the Christmas. Yes.
So, I mean, this is a lunatic. And yeah, so a lot of the workers in the Netflix one were saying that he took lines of credit. So all of them have like hundreds of thousands of dollars on their personal credit cards that they owe now. But they do feel guilt and complicity with being there. And
I mean, you are complicit when your boss is running scams.
Yeah, and like, and put money on your bracelets.
Yes.
That's when I would back out.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, thank you. Well, yeah.
I wouldn't have the money to go on that.
No. Even if I had the money, I'm not spending $22,000 to camp. That's essentially what he was asking people to do. To glamp or whatever with the like the villas that never came to fruition or whatever. It's like you can rent a villa in the Bahamas for very cheap.
Why want the celeb. It's the Instagram. Well, also this Netflix one talked about how in Russia there's a service and a company and they're very successful where you go on a private jet to just take photos, but it never leaves the airport or the ground.
Oh.
You just take photos on the private jet.
I mean, yeah, I can see why that's successful. But this man was like, let's take planes and jets to the Bahamas. Also, I can't believe that he got a girlfriend after the whole Fyre Festival debacle. And she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And at one point, she's like, I have to take this call. It's Billy calling from jail. I was like, lady, like, wake the fuck up. You can date a non-sociopath person who's not in jail.
Yeah, jail, people get fucked in jail. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if I go to jail, somebody will write me a letter and want to date me.
They all have issues in their heads, you know, from their parents.
So maybe I'll do that.
Make some love prison people.
I'm going to murder somebody so I can go to jail. So then some man, no, it does. I don't think it works for women.
No, nothing works for women.
No, not at all.
No, because... dudes don't see character. They truly don't.
I guess not. And I've thought about dimming my light, but I can't do it. I think Carrie Bradshaw says in like an episode of Sex and the City that like
wild horses can't be tamed.
Yes.
Yeah, she can't be tamed, but she did.
But she got tamed by a big who,
I mean the man who left her at the altar.
Who left her at the altar. Who was dating, who cheated on his wife with her, who made her cheat on Aiden. They were in a toxic fucking relationship.
Yeah, I mean, in the book, they don't end up together. It's just like, we couldn't get enough of
Big.
No, but the viewers loved Big.
I mean, I did love Big, but like, Big wasn't good for her. And then in the first movie, when they were getting married, I was like, this is bad for business. She can't marry him. He's bad. She should have stayed.
And then blaming herself. And it's like, yeah, you wanted a fun wedding. Why is that bad?
Yeah, you wanted a fun wedding. You wanted to wear a bird on your head. You wanted to look stunning. You put your bridesmaids, you only have three, in different dresses. Honestly, Carrie, why don't you have more friends?
No, when you're that old, it's usually a small group.
Three?
Besties?
Three bridesmaids? I have 10 bridesmaids in my head.
No, you're not.
Yes, I wrote them all down. I have 10. You don't have 10 bridesmaids?
I would have none or one or something. I don't.
Who would you? Think. Who would be your one bridesmaid?
Probably Julia. I would have to leave my sister out. That'd be weird. But yeah.
Oh wait, shit. I guess I have 11 if I have to put my sister in.
I mean, I do. I have lots of friends that I do like, but I would rather in my brain have just a tiny wedding.
Mm.
With just those core people. Or, I mean, I always talk about weddings, plan weddings. Like, I love weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I have tons of dresses planned, you know, food. What I would love to have an after party at a diner I rented out.
Okay.
So people could get pancakes, open bar to keep the party going. But I envision just me and one person going to somewhere and leaving everyone out of it.
So eloping and then having a party?
I don't even know if I'm just like humiliated by having a wedding in front of people. Like that would embarrass me, I think, being so sincere in front of just like cousins. I don't know. Like that doesn't appeal to me.
I don't want a wedding per se, but like the idea of a wedding sounds like fun. You get to wear a big fun dress that you're only going to wear once. You get your hair done. I mean, I'd probably do my own makeup. You get all your friends together. You say a couple
lovey-dovey things. Do you always do your own makeup?
Yes.
For everything?
For the most part.
Wow.
It depends. Like acting jobs, I do a base. So I'll do my own foundation. And then I let them do whatever else they want to do because they might want a more natural look.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do my makeup isn't natural. I wear big old lashes, lots of liner, and a heavy contour. But, like, I worry that people won't have my color foundation. So I'd rather just do that so nobody has to worry.
Okay. That's, like, my favorite part of doing anything is getting my hair and makeup done.
I like getting my hair done. I don't love getting my makeup done because people...
Fuck it up.
...can really make me look like a fucking dead person.
No, I've had some really bad experiences, and you learn from each of them, and even with hair, like, you have to stand up for yourself, and the moments you don't, you end up regretting it. Like, so, yes, I have specific moments that make me really upset, but I do, like, when I like my girl, I try to bring her as much as I can.
Who did your makeup for both your specials? Was it the same person?
No, and both of them, I had problems.
Oh,
and
did you?
I'm not a wallflower, so I talk to production. I complain afterwards to the execs, and no one ever listens to me. But, yeah, it's just like you're bringing in everyone that's the best of the best. You wouldn't skimp on a cinematographer, a director, the photo, or the PA. Or why are you sending me a 21-year-old who just has wedding experience?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she giving me a frosted lip when I ask for a nude lip?
Mm.
And why isn't she a good enough artist to let me know that nude lips aren't good for television? You know, it's just like you get me uneducated trash and it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they never really change anything. But for the Netflix one, I hated my dude. I hated my hair and makeup. When I got the proofs of the photos, I cried.
Oh, no.
He did a terrible job and I have great hair and it was annoying. And you saw contour line. It really bothered me. And I don't get it. But it's my fault. Because for the pre-tape, I liked the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, I'm going to do you on Tuesday. And I should have said, no, I'm not going to do any surprises. They're going to come back or you do it now. And I didn't. And he wasted all this time. He didn't finish me till 7:20 something. And I was supposed to start taping at 7:30. Like, what a be- And I was on set in the trailer for hours doing nothing. And so it was just like, and I had rollers in my hair, and he didn't blow dry it straight before putting in the rollers. I mean, I remember this is like more wardrobe, but my jumpsuit for my Comedy Central one got a deodorant stain.
Mm-hmm.
And the wardrobe person they hired was like, oh, do you want me to put water on it? And it's like, what the fuck? Like, thank God I have Shauna and I know what to do because of her, but like, fuck you for giving me this trash on set when I'm supposed to be chill. And it pisses me off. The wardrobe for Netflix sucked too. She put my skirt on fully backwards and I was like, it's backwards. And she said, no, it's not. The first set, my shirt was like falling and it's like, we taped it for the second one, but if you were a good enough stylist,
you would have just taped it for the first one. Yeah.
And it's a big pet peeve of mine when I do not get what I want.
That's why I just do it myself.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked. Like, huh? I just don't have the skills to. I guess that's it.
I mean, it took a very long time.
I usually try to request my people. And sometimes the reason I didn't for this half hour was because Janelle liked her people for her 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But it's different production companies.
Yeah.
So that was a rookie mistake on my part.
Yeah, I just, for my special, did my own makeup. And then for the promos, I met the artist who was going to be doing me the night of. The girl didn't have a color dark enough for me. So she was like, I'm going to contour you a little bit more. And then brought out a light and shade palette that's Kat Von D that doesn't, I cannot use it.
Yeah.
There is no contour color for me in it. And then she was just like brushing me and she was like, yeah, that's really doing it. And I was like, what are you doing? And then yeah, I did like my own hair and he was like, oh, I guess, yeah, this is good. And I was like, I mean, you could curl it more if you like. I just do it myself because I'm just tired of arguing with people or being like, what I'm looking at looks bad.
To someone and they liked it, but I was like, it's exhausting being a bitch.
Yeah.
It's tiring to constantly have to say stuff. And sometimes you're just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And those are always the times when I get disappointed because I did not follow my heart.
Uh-huh.
But it's tiring to always argue and always stand up for stuff and always not get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's really annoying. Yes, wardrobe person wanted me to put my pleated skirt inside of pants that I was going to rip off. And it was like, I'm not squishing my skirt. What are you talking about? Yeah, just lunatics. True lunatics. I hated the photographer for my album. I'm so glad I hired my own hair, makeup, and wardrobe person.
I like, what is the album? Are you holding a necklace?
Yeah, it says glitter cheese.
Yeah.
Shauna got it made for me in Compton, so it's like legit.
Very cute. No, I think you look good.
I loved it, but I had to fight with him. He was just like, he was an idiot, and then he turned in the photos late, and I didn't like him. And he goes, well, they're due today. I go, that's not my problem. You didn't get me my shit in time. So proof. My tits are uneven. Get a photo with my tits even.
Even.
I mean, he was to the point where hair and makeup was like, oh, I'm going to touch her up. And he went, oh, we're just going to take a photo of her tits. We don't need that. And I go, you thought the cover of my first album for my poor parents was going to be my tits, you lunatic. And
wait, just your tits? That's what he wanted?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have my own wardrobe, like he didn't have air conditioning. He didn't have a clothing rack in his studio. Like it's like comedy is totally made for dudes in this way where like these people don't even think about it. They don't even fathom that you should have a fucking photographer with a clothing rack.
Oh boy.
It's weird. It's just like I care. I want to look cool.
So your last relationship was with a comic, yes?
Both of them.
Oh, both of them.
Both of my exes are comics.
Oh, I'm dying to know.
But my therapist, one of them is in the Comedians of the World.
I know that one.
Oh, okay. Oh, you wouldn't know the other one, I don't think. My therapist is like witchy, so we did some tarot card things last time I saw her. And we picked one. She goes, who is Lisa going to meet for a romantic partner? And she gave me some predictions. So we'll see. The card was consciousness, which is cool. But she sees someone that has worked on themselves and like knows who they are, grounded, chill. Not serious, but more like calm.
Okay.
And will ground me. And I'll be the light in their life.
Oh.
But I told her I don't want like some serious loser that can't talk to people at a party, you know? And she's like, no, they're like good, but they're just more grounded and relaxed. And she sensed a lot of masculine energy. And she said they could be creative. Because I was like, I don't want to be with someone that's not creative. Mm-hmm. And she said they could be creative.
I also just don't want to be with someone who's not creative. I want someone who uses that part of their brain, because otherwise it's like, you're truly not going to get me.
Yeah, yeah, it's really tough. I mean, I'm sure people are able to do it, but I can't imagine relating. Well, I guess you can be passionate about your lawyer job or whatever, but I guess I just, passion. I want someone to be like so passionate about what they do that it is important to them and they love it.
I think that's a good word to use when looking for a significant other, passionate. Because I want you to be passionate about like what you do and about me.
And all the things you like. Like I want you to want to go to a concert or an art museum or like, you know, have peers that you look up to. Just kind of be into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one dude did hit on me at a bar and all the people that I knew at the bar were like, why wouldn't you leave? Like he was so hot. And it's like, he had nothing. He brought nothing to the table. Mm-hmm. There was just like, he didn't really care for his job. He didn't have hobby. It was just like,
you didn't have hobbies.
He just wanted to smoke weed. Like, I didn't really get anything out of him. Uh-huh. And it's like, I don't want to fuck someone that has nothing going on.
Same.
Like, cook something for me. Or like, do you have a cool movie suggestion? I don't know. I don't want to be with someone that's boring. I guess no one does. No one thinks they're boring.
No one thinks they're actually boring until you're like, you're boring. Did you know?
Yeah.
I kept getting hit on one night. I got hit on like 3 times and couldn't figure out if I was actually being hit on until I'd like go back to the table and I'd be like, this happened. And they were like, my friends were like, yeah, he hit on you. And I was like, oh, wait, should I go back? And they're like, no, it's done. Then I like went to go get another round and this other guy was talking to me. And I went back and I was like, okay, so he said this. And like, yeah, he was hitting on you. And I was like, well, rats. And then the third dude, he was like wasted and was very funny. And he was like definitely hitting on me, but like in the most insane way. At one point, he was like, I want to take you to a hotel. You're going to be dressed in white. Your whole family will be there. And I was like, my immediate family? He's like, nah, your aunts and uncles, duh. And I'm going to bring you into this room, and then there's going to be rose petals, and then I'm going to put them all over my body. And he's like, did you see what I did there? And I was like, no, man, I have no idea what you're ever saying right now.
But you didn't pick that one, did you?
I did. I loved him, and then, because he was a fun time. And then we started texting, and then we haven't gone out. So I don't know. I think maybe he doesn't have his life together and I should pick a different one.
No, I totally would never believe someone likes me. I would be like, oh, really? They were hitting on me? Crazy.
I just like the initial hitting on thing. I'm like, what? Me?
Yeah.
But I'm wearing glasses and I look bad today. But like once I like go on a date with someone, I'm like, there's no reason why you shouldn't like me. I'm a fucking fun time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lisa, do you have anything you want to promote? Oh, wait. No, I have to ask you this because I ask everybody. Would you ever date me?
No, I'd have to compete for attention with you. It'd be hard. We both want attention too much. It'd be uncomfortable. And then you're going to get it. And I would have to shrink.
No, this is devastating to hear.
Why?
I do think we would compete for attention, but I don't think I would automatically win. I think you would win. You're much funnier than me, and I really hate following you at shows. You no. Tucker out audiences.
You, I don't know. It would be hard for us, I think. We would both need too much.
I agree. We would be very needy people together, being like, you're not giving me what I need.
And
you're not giving me.
We would also just encourage each other to do bad, destructive things.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We would just get high.
And just stay inside and be like, we'll never go outside again.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I'll drink
but
a
you
bottle
know, you
of
did
wine.
Inspire me. I didn't, after your photo shoot, I only want to wear Calvin Klein underwear now.
They're very comfy, cozy.
They're the best. I didn't think they were for me. After I saw them, I ordered a bunch. And now that I have to wear other underwear, sometimes I'm like, ugh.
Same. I get that way, too. I'm like I sad. Really like these. These are very comfy. And then that little bra, I don't have titties, so it works really well for me.
Yeah, I wear it once in a while. I do, but I just love, I love it. It's totally not just a brand name thing. They're like better underwear.
They're good underwear. They hold their shape. I like the band. The band keeps them up. Sometimes my underwear slips and slides.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes I don't buy them in the right size. I have a bunch of Hello Kitty underwears that are 2 sizes too big. And if I ever sleep in them, they like get twisted. And then, like, my whole pussy's out. And I'm like, well, that defeated the purpose of wearing any sort of underwear.
Oh, my God. Speaking of pussy out, I got to spend New Year's in San Francisco.
Okay.
And we went to, like, a party rave type place. Me, Chris Red, Sam J. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris is pretty famous. So yes. People want
pictures.
Attention.
Yes.
And so people were coming up to the table. Like, there were bars or whatever. I don't know. This place was goofy. But, just dancing on it and then being like, oh, wait, are you Chris? You know, just shocked. But one girl, she's like a bigger girl, blonde weave, but like dancing. And people were like, oh, my God, she looks great. I'm like, let her have fun. How dare you? Let her have fun.
Let her thrive.
But then I realized everyone was going wild because she was holding her dress fully up and her pussy was all out. So I was like defending her honor. And it was like she just fully was dancing with her pussy out for a good 20 to 30 minutes. But then when she walked away, her dress was long. Like, it wasn't even a short dress. Like, she made her pussy be out, so, and it was wild.
Maybe she was dancing, and she was like, I feel the pussy sweats coming on. I don't want my pussy to be damp, moist, whatever. Let me just air this shit out as I sway around. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she was doing.
It was wild.
So she was wearing no underwear?
No underwear.
Oh, I fucking love her.
Yeah, and the dress was like a neon green.
Yes, bitch. Draw attention and show your pussy. Yeah. It is Vegas.
No, San Francisco.
Oh, fucking San Francisco.
Even better.
I was in Vegas over New Year's.
Wait, how was the Gaga show?
Incredible.
Okay.
It was, okay, there's a storyline which is like pretty unnecessary. But she does all the hits. She is, it was a better show than the one we saw in New York.
Which just, I thought was good.
It was a good show, but our like we were sucked. On the side. So like we couldn't see everything.
Well,
but
also those, I just learned outdoor venues not worth getting floor seats.
Correct.
You're still so far.
You're still so far away. It's like, I think the one up from floor is the best. Like that,
and
first,
they're hundreds cheaper.
Yes, hundreds and hundreds of dollars
to be
cheaper.
In an arena enclosed. Yeah, get floor. You're actually mm-hmm. close, but this like I still felt hundreds of feet away from
yes.
her.
Yes,
and I think I had like 14th row, and I was mm-hmm. so far.
We were in the fifth row and couldn't see anything.
It's so fucked.
But this one, Vegas, there's not a bad seat in the house unless you're behind me because I was standing and dancing the whole time. The songs are literally Just Dance, and then at point she was like, "Get the fuck up and dance," and I was like,
"Did
I'm
anyone
already.
Try to sit you down?"
Yes, this lady behind me was like, "If we give you a bunch of popcorn, will you sit down?" And I was like, "Hey, food fuels me. I love food. If anything, I will just continue to stand after a bunch of popcorn." Also, just because I'm a fat lady doesn't mean I'm going to sit down if you give me food.
And it's not even a high-class food.
No.
Like, popcorn's
cheap. Go get
cheap.
A fucking hot dog for me.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll think about sitting. But I was like, just get, it's a, it, she does a ballad at the end, but like, most of it are high-energy fucking things. I don't know. I liked it. It was very fun.
Yeah, if I, you, if it's a dance music, mm-hmm. we're going to stand.
Yes.
And if you can't deal with that, you're at the wrong concert.
Yeah, you gotta go home, bitch.
I really hate when people make people sit down.
Me too.
I just hate when Gaga talks and is sincere and poetic, but I love her talent.
She's great. At the, but also did you clock this? At the show we saw in New York during Alejandro, there was a pan to the audience of a Hispanic person
no, I
who
didn't.
Looked real confused about why he was on a monitor. It made me laugh really hard. I was like, Gaga, you cannot do that.
Oh, we're ending, huh?
We are. Because
you know I could keep on talking.
I do love Lady Gaga, but I have another guest.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So do you have anything you want to promote?
Just like I'm at Glitter Cheese on Instagram and then just Netflix The Degenerates. I'm the fourth episode. Watch my stand-up.
It's very
funny. And I'm around town, but I don't remember. I'll be in Vancouver, Fort Worth, Texas, Austin.
Are you going to be at Moon Tower?
I'm going to be, no, at the other one.
Oh.
But I don't know if it's announced yet. Who cares? Are you going to be at Moon Tower?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I've never been.
To Moon Tower or Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever been to Austin?
Sorry, I have been to Austin. I've been to South by Southwest a bunch.
Okay.
And I fucking love Barton Springs.
Yes, yes, me too. That's, I like Barton Springs.
I love it. I like swimming very far away and Mateo being like, come back. You're too far away.
Mateo, I mean, he is high sure maintenance.
He's high maintenance. A
he wants
bit.
Photos and suntan lotion.
Mm-hmm. And to not be outside for very long, and he won't ever go swimming.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we're here to swim? And he was like, we're here to be here. And I said, okay, Mateo, let's take our pictures. And I'm going to swim for a while. I love swimming. I'm a little water baby. Anyway, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, guess what? You can subscribe. You can like it. If you send me something nasty, I will read it. So this person said, I want you to get a Cruella de Vil wig, you know, Glenn Close style circa 1996, while I pump your pussy well over 101 times. Before you orgasm, I want you to let me know by yelling, I'm Glenn Close. That'll be my cue to bring it on.
What segment is that?
What?
What is that?
This is where I read nasty little things where people send them to me.
Oh my God.
People are always sending me nasty stuff, and I love it. That's it. Goodbye. Lisa, go back to New York right now.
No.
Get out of here. LA does not want you. Just kidding. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.